I'd like to invite Hugh and Gary now to come up and speak to us.
Well, Gary, thank you for joining me. I guess many of you will know Gary, but for those who might not know Gary, please, Gary, just start off by telling us a little bit about the McEwen family.
Sure. So, married to Tessa. We've lived in Wargrave for about 6 years now. We've got two daughters. So there's Isla, who many of you will know, who's 8. I've also got an older daughter, Katie, who's 20, and she lives in Hayward's Heath. She's a hairdresser, works hard on a Saturday, and when she comes over to stay with us, we just cannot get her out of bed to join us on a Sunday morning. So, that's a little bit about us.
Super. Well, it's been lovely to get to know you a bit over the last couple of years, Gary. And I guess if I'd asked you up here 2 years ago at the last festival service and asked you where you're at with Christian faith and what you made of Jesus, your answer might have been quite different to what you might say today. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I suppose I would have said good luck with that, Hugh, because I wouldn't have been here 2 years ago. My relationship with faith. So, and I did go to church when I was a boy. That's because my granddad really had faith and my parents didn't. And once he passed, that stopped. I can't say I remember it as a particularly enjoyable experience, if I'm being honest, back then. And since then, I was just really quite cynical about faith. Tess didn't have faith either at that time. So I guess I didn't give a lot of thought to other than perhaps headlines and sound bites that you would hear and people's perceptions around you of Christianity. And that probably led me to have a negative view on faith overall. And then so Tess came to faith a few years ago. And that was quite an interesting situation for me, actually, because I didn't really know what to think about that. You know, in fact, I felt quite uncomfortable because of my beliefs at that. And it did put tension on our relationship. You know, she would start talking about this Jesus person. I'm like, where's he come from? What's he doing in our relationship? You know, and Isla as well, you know, started talking about faith because she would come down, you know, to the Sunday club and things like that. So, that was a bit uncomfortable, actually, and kind of wrestled with that, really, a bit. And I suppose that was just our situation for a period of time, really. I would come down to church, not all the time, but, I don't know, once a month or something, just to try to show a bit of support for my wife more than anything else. And I guess then there were a couple of what I would consider to be quite exceptional life events, I suppose. And some of you will know this already, but I went skiing with Will and with Andy Ferguson. I don't know if Andy's in this morning. And I had a nasty accident. So Will had a good vantage point of this, so he could describe to me what happened because I didn't have much memory of it. But I had gone off piste. I'd taken a tumble, really, and Will said I just was sliding down the mountain, tumbling down the mountain for about 70 metres or something like that, Will thought. And then I fell onto a flat surface, a hard-packed flat surface, and just lay motionless for a little period of time. It wasn't a long time, but I was unconscious. And then flown off the mountain in France, getting pumped full of drugs and things like this, and operated on back in Oxford. And basically the damage I had done was all of the bones in my face had been fractured from one of my eye sockets, and literally everything else was fractured. So I had to get 6 plates put on my face, which wasn't fun. And so I couldn't chew for months after this as well. It was the first time in my life, really. I'd had some accidents when I was younger, but the first time that I'd actually stopped work, first time that I'd actually just had just loads of time as well, and the first time that I was going through a proper, difficult kind of recovery. And that obviously had impacts on Tess and the family, and Tess was amazing in this time. She was really strong and really supportive, which kind of helped. So I thought I was doing okay at this point. you know, wasn't thinking about faith. In fact, one of the questions we'll ask when we met up later was, oh, did you pray, you know, when you're falling down the mountain? I said, why would I do that? You know, so it's not as if that was a catalyst in itself. But then a couple of months later, there was a very difficult set of circumstances, and I still wasn't well, obviously. And there was a situation at work where I ended up kind of losing my job at work. So it was like a double whammy, basically. And I'd always worked, good salary, and a corporate job, really. And that was really, really tough because I guess I was going through a process at this time where I wasn't even sure if I wanted to go back into that type of environment again. And so Tess and I talked about that, and I didn't, you know, I didn't look to go back into that type of environment again. But I guess what I was seeing at this time was I was so low. I mean, I was incredibly low, you know, fearing all sorts of things about, I didn't think we could pay the mortgage and blah, 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 blah. So a lot of fear was present at this time. Tess responded incredibly, you know, incredibly, a lot of strength. And, you know, I was looking at her and I was thinking, well, I've known her for a long time. And I was thinking, she's getting that strength from somewhere, you know what I mean? So her faith was giving her that strength, and I was benefiting from that. So that made me just kind of, because I needed strength from somewhere. I was really struggling, and so that was the first time that, with openness and with curiosity rather than a closed mind, I started looking. I started reading the Bible, read John, read the whole New Testament in a few weeks, I think. And because of my nature, and I said I'm a cynical person, so my approach was actually show me the evidence. Tess's approach to faith was the opposite. She just kind of felt it. So I started looking into the evidence of this, and I'd share, oh, look at this piece of evidence, look, Tess. And she said, yeah, whatever. You know, but I needed the evidence. Steve Turnbull came around and lent me a book, The Case for Christ, which many of you might know it, but it's a really good book and worth reading. It's written by an investigative journalist who has a bit of a parallel story to us in a way, because his wife came, he was an atheist, his wife came to faith, and he really didn't like that. And it was affecting their relationship, and he put his criminal investigative mindset into disproving the resurrection. So it's a very well written, easy to access book around the evidence base, actually, which I don't know, I've always thought that it was kind of quite flaky and not a lot of substance, I suppose, if I'm being honest. And when you actually take the time to look into it, you see that actually there's an awful lot of substance that forms the whole kind of basis of Christianity. So that was quite interesting. And then kind of from there, I didn't really want to go back into my corporate job. I was kind of going through a process, I guess, where I was kind of holding the mirror up to myself at this time and you know, looking at your whole life, really, and thinking, actually, when I was a young boy, would I really have been happy, not with the success I'd had or the material stuff I had attained, but would I actually be happy with who I had become? And I think the answer to that was no, not really. So through that process and through you know, reading the gospel and things like that, you know, that gave me a different perspective. And I therefore wanted to do things differently. So as I said, I didn't go back to that job. We faced into the uncertainty of not doing that and all that fear, which for me was very difficult. I wanted to do things differently. I started working at Yeldol, just a couple of evenings a month, which is a Christian Drug and Alcohol Rehabilitation Centre, just outside of Wargrave. That some of you will know about. Amazing place, and you meet some amazing, you know, men up there. So I guess there's been a whole process that we've been going through, and at the same time I've been retraining to be a leadership coach, and we're now setting up a business together, actually, which we've worked on the website just now, on leadership development and resilience and things like that. So yeah, it's been quite an interesting time for us, to be honest.
Thank you so much for all you shared, and please do make the most of the opportunity to come and chat to Gary either today or in the future, hear more about that journey. Just before I let you go, Gary, just in a few sentences, what would you say to someone who might feel that they're in a similar place to the way you were 2 years ago, still feeling a bit cynical, sceptical towards Christian faith, what would be your advice to someone in that position? Well,
I think the first thing is to be open-minded, because whatever belief you hold, it's based upon such a crazy situation that life is, isn't it? So I would say be open-minded, put headlines and all that to one side, and just look at it for yourself, really, with an open mind and with curiosity. Make your own mind up.
Super. Thanks so much for all that you shared today. I'm sure you'd want to give Gary a clap. Thank you. Super. Hand back to Steve.